Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Thank you for checking us out this week. We love each and every one of you, even those of you who are listening for the first time. I know, we are like that. Okay? So, campaign time. Time to get into the action, Rodrigo.
Okay.
Last time, we were all going to bed.
That's right.
So now, listeners, an hour of us snoring.
Yeah.
Not for a while yet. Ryan's still too late. Right?
Yep.
But he's had a big day.
And then morning.
Right. So, yes. Why is it that the only person who didn't sleep was the only one snoring?
I was, trying to make you guys feel at home.
He's like, yes. He's like Commander Data. He's trying to share our experience.
Yep.
Quiet, you.
All right, so...
What did you think it sounded so fake? Jackass.
Oh. Someone needs to make me angry. All right.
Wait, I'll talk.
If only that actually worked. So, some time passes. And...
Is it enough time to...
Yes.
Up our hit points and all that?
Everybody can have a full rest and get their HPs and healing surges back.
Get our action
as well
back.
As daily powers and encounter powers, and you reset to one action point.
Woohoo!
Nice.
And I even reset my death saving throws.
So, other than Orym, everybody actually ends up sleeping in pretty late. I know it doesn't seem like it, but we've played two games over, and the listeners have heard like 8 sessions, all of which happened essentially in a 24-hour period from the moment where you guys hit Snail Rock or woke up in Snail Rock to now. So... it is difficult for you guys to actually stay awake by the time you guys get to bed. However, except of course for Orym, who no matter what, pretty much always meditates for maybe 4.5 hours this time.
Yes, 4.5. Needed a little bit of extra meditation.
Gives himself a little extra time. However, you are awakened by the sweet smell of morning tea, which is waiting for you in a little patio area of Stagsy's building. There are a couple of very polite mooks who are there with, you know, canapes and stuff. I don't know.
Canapé beds?
Yes. For Torque. Stagsy is also there.
Good morning.
Hello, everyone. Please sit down, have some tea.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Sit by Stagsy.
What's in this?
Let's see. It is a mix of several different aromatic leaves. And a fair amount, and by fair I mean really excessive, amount of cane sugar.
I like sugar.
Oh, yes. The people of the Sage Coast, they like their morning tea with a lot of sugar.
I don't usually eat leaves, but I try.
Well, you just have to drink the stuff that is boiled off of them.
Well, wouldn't that like soak it full of leaf guts? Like when you put you stick a rabbit in a soup, and you get like a rabbit soup.
Do you find that generally improves the soup?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think this is the effect that we are going for here.
I like you. You're smart.
Oh, thank you. I also like you.
We should like go out and do stuff.
I'm not doing anything today except waiting for shipments to come in.
Torkin Stagley in the morning. That's my one.
So, Cat's here?
Is anybody not here?
I'll come out. You'll be fully geared up.
Yeah.
And see.
Same. I'm geared and ready to go.
Okay.
Norm. I am also present. Remember I said good morning?
Yes. Good morning. Right. Sure.
Charles stares at Cat.
Cat will ignore it.
So, now that you all have had a little bit of time to rest, we should talk about what you all plan on doing from here on out. And please understand that these are your plans, but I may have some insights since I have managed to gather some amount of information over the past few hours.
All right.
Maybe tell us that, and then we'll talk about what we want to do.
Very well. Let's see. First off, I suppose, so what I do not know, I was thus far unable to locate this family that you asked about, the Sarkols. Mm-hmm. But I will keep looking, and I will let you know as soon as I know. Other than that, I did receive confirmation of the rough area where my contacts have in the past entered the Underdark. As you may suspect, it is not an area that is going to be easily accessible. Otherwise, it would have been covered up a long time ago.
I see. Anything that we need to have special or do going in? Or
to enter the Underdark, no. But I do not know how you would enter the Fey Dark from there. My information is very scarce on that general idea. You would have to probably find some kind of guide once you are there, which would be very difficult, I would imagine. But never having been there, I would not know.
I think we can figure it out.
I'm sorry?
I think we can figure it out.
I think that you can figure it out. I think that you are right. Let's see. What else? I can get the first part of the iron shipment here by today, probably late afternoon.
Okay.
I sent some extra money along, and they should be rushing it here, assuming they do not meet any problems on the road. You should have maybe half a ton here, maybe the other half tomorrow, and any remaining stuff would get here over the next week.
Okay.
Other than that, let's see. I believe that is all I have. I have already sent out missives to my, we'll say agents, in Memphendian, just to make sure that they are there, assuming that you all try to get there after all. That is all I have for now.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. Okay, I'm not sure what we should do if the iron's coming here. Should we make the items first before leaving? Or is that something... I don't know how long that takes. She's looking at Randis.
Well, largely since I'd have to actually have to forge the items before enchanting them, that would be primarily the largest time in construction.
Mm-hmm.
that would take a while to make the full assortment of equipment.
Could we take the stuff with us and, I don't know, could you find a place to forge? I don't know. I don't know what you need.
Taking that much with us really probably wouldn't be too feasible. Not with
Can Orm put it in his bag thing?
A half ton? No.
No?
No, 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 no.
And when did we say the metal would be here?
Late afternoon?
Yes. That afternoon today would be the first. And then some more tomorrow, hopefully. And then after that, it would essentially trickle in.
So then the question is, if we go to Memphremen,
that was very close.
Without weapons, are we worse off than if we waited to make weapons before we go?
It depends on what they're up against, which we don't know.
If we was just to get some weapons and go now and then come back when the metal is here, I mean, would we?
Well, I think the biggest problem is the marketplace is not selling any weapons that we actually need or that can be of great use to us, especially for Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean,
certainly,
they're common items, right?
And correct me if I'm wrong. You are looking for cold iron weapons.
Correct.
That you are then wanting to enchant.
Right.
Nobody around here is going to sell you an iron weapon. You could buy fairly high quality weaponry here, but it's not going to be made of cold iron. Are you going to enchant two sets of swords for Trail? One now and one if you come back? Or if I send it to your next location?
Well, I think the question is, because Randis was going to go last night.
Right.
I think the question is, I mean, how long do we want to wait before we go? Randis?
I really don't want to wait. I intend on leaving, really.
So, do we have enough, magic-y junk to do two sets?
Mm-hmm.
Or if we
might get more along the way.
It's
I don't
possible.
Know.
Yeah, we might grow wings so we don't have to walk. But
I mean, we could enchant the ones that we have.
Knowing what we know about the area, what would be the huge downside of taking a slightly less awesome than usual weapon?
Like I said, it's depending. If they're dealing with lunar monsters, then we should get there now. Mm-hmm. If they're dealing with natural things, you know, it depends on what I mean, there are like very dangerous natural things, but I wish I knew what they were fighting. Another thing is our journey might be a lot faster if we have better weapons. We might actually lose time fighting a lot of things if I can't just, you know, shoot it down with a bow. You know what I'm saying?
If here's one thing that I hope you are all considering. If you left right now, and you we just give this eagle ritual that you all have the optimal power and duration, it would still take you probably more than a week to get to Memphendian.
About 3.5 days.
Do you think so?
Done the math.
Assuming nothing goes wrong.
Right.
Is that like how the what they call it, how the crow flies would be? If they ain't nothing in our way or nothing, we gotta go around or through.
And, you know, there are, as we know, airspace problems.
I can give you some directions to avoid the more populated areas. And certainly, if you just go over the Everdeep, you will not have to deal with any of that stuff. And that would be more than 2/3 of your travel time.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we got basically one question. Does we want to wait for her weapons?
Well, depends on what kind of weapons I think everyone's going for. Looking at my
that comes after we decide.
Looking at the money situation, you know, we may not be able to enchant items twice. We may not be able to enchant two sets of weapons. We may not be able to enchant everybody's weapons or upgrade everybody's armors or weapons with what we have in the purse right now.
I got one question about Enchanter Maiden. Is it Randis going to do it?
I think both of us, right? Didn't I learn chanting and chanting?
Yeah.
So it's both of us.
One other thing is that I can probably locate a fair amount of magical components for you. Unfortunately, I do not have a lot of liquid capital right now. Mm. I can, if you have gold on you, help you trade some of that out for magic components.
What is the exchange rate?
Oh, I would say if you take an Eye of Newt and about a gram of residuum, that would be about 1 gold.
So a 2-to-1 almost?
Nope, a 1-to-1.
A 1-to-1, okay.
I know,
of course,
that
it's D&D.
Randis, I know that asking you to wait would be painful, but I'm worried about us getting into a situation that we can't handle. The monsters that we just fought were pretty tough, and considering our larger mission, maybe getting our weapons taken care of first would make travel easier, is all I can think. Yeah, I mean, it's like kind of a elven sort of thing to set out as prepared as you possibly can be in order to make your trip easier. But I do understand.
I don't know.
I think, and she looks around the table, I think all of us would go along with what you would decide. And she kind of like looks around for confirmation from others on that.
Yeah, I think she's right. This is one where I think we'll do what you want to do.
Quick,
think we can wait.
Quick out of character. Is Trell down all three of her weapons or just the bow and the?
She has her kukri.
She still has the
bow
kukri.
And the scimitar she lost.
Yep.
Okay.
What level can we get?
17.
That's the highest?
That's the highest he can enchant. The highest you can enchant is 12.
Okay. Yeah. 12 and 17. And how much does it cost to enchant?
Plus 5?
Exactly what the price is there.
Oh, what the price is?
Yeah.
Okay. So if it's 17,000, then it's 17,000.
Then you need 17,000 gold worth of ritual components.
Mm-hmm. All right.
How come Orm can't enchant as hard as Randis?
Because I took a feat to be able to enchant higher.
Yeah.
Does Randis have any extra melee weapons, or is it just his fist?
Just my fist, really. Yeah.
Because you erased the other one.
Yeah.
Brilliant!
You have a mace.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Oh,
had a mace.
Oh, I didn't realize that was what you were referring to.
Well, it depends on, I know, if we're out of character talking here and we're looking at who needs weapons, obviously. Trell needs weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Orym, you know, it would be nice to get an up to something, but can I add an enchantment onto?
Nope.
Okay.
Ooh, interesting.
I didn't know if you could upgrade a weapon that's already been enchanted.
You can, but only... It continues to be the same weapon that it was.
You have to go up to the next plus.
You just have to go up to the next plus.
Oh, because I think we talked about that before.
Yours
right?
is currently a plus one.
Right.
You could go to a plus two, a plus three, or plus four. It would be the exact same type of weapon.
Right.
But, it wouldn't be a cold iron weapon, is what you're saying?
Yes. Right, correct. Right.
It would be a flaming sword.
Yeah, plus three
so
or five or whatever.
Intimating that we could turn our gold into components?
Yes.
So if we were to turn our gold into components, will we have enough components to do the rituals twice?
No, we are looking at 11,000 plus in materials and 21,000 plus in gold.
And how much would it cost to do the ritual?
Well, it depends on what you want. For example, if Orym were to go up to a plus two flaming longsword, that would be $5,000.
Did we ever figure out the full price point for... Everybody getting a cold iron weapon plus the cold iron...
Again, is there a cold iron cost somewhere?
No. The cold iron weapon is itself an enhancement bonus.
Yep. Oh, so, and where would that be in the PHP?
I don't know. Let me find it.
Okay, so let's say that we wanted to do the minimum possible enchantment on all five missing weapons.
Am
I counting five? You're not down a weapon, are you?
Uh-huh. Well, but if he wanted something the cold iron, though, he would.
Right. If he wanted a whip that wasn't going to explode, he would need a cold iron whip.
So technically, it's going to be seven weapons. Because.
Yes.
Trell needs three and then one each for the boys.
I would say that Randus can get away with not enchanting his fist.
Yeah.
But if he wants a cold iron crossbow. Then, yes. Mm-hmm. And also, yes. No, actually, I will just say that you can just add enough iron to your fist to have it count. I will give you that.
Hmm.
Just coat your fist in iron.
So, Matthew, what would you have as your... would you have a battle axe, a cold iron battle axe then?
Yeah, a cold iron...
Right now, so I have cold iron a plus two axe, right?
Right.
Is that correct, Rodrigo?
Correct.
So if I were to take a step up to a plus three axe,
that's not a magic item, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody, take a moment.
I'm still locked in the old school expectation that I'm tied to this weapon type because of some sort of.
You are tied to a two-handed weapon because of your fighteriness. Right. That can be any two-handed weapon. You're not like imprinted on this plus two battle axe. That doesn't particularly mean anything rules wise.
Nor does it have to be
a
battle axe.
Like a weapon
nor
specialty. Does it
have. No, not for battle axes or anything like that. I do not think that you have that as a feat. I'm pretty sure you don't.
I would double check.
Would definitely want basically a bigger axe.
Yeah.
Well, then that would be a great axe would be the next one up.
No, that's what he has.
No, he has a battle axe.
No, he actually has
a great
axe.
Oh, okay.
Martial freedom, toughness, quick draw, skill power, marked fury, improved defenses, initiate of the fate, novice power. So no, you do not have any sort of axe specific feats.
Magic great axe plus two weapon level six.
Okay.
So, level six.
No, hang on. Get 1 second, everybody. Just let's take a second so that I can break it down for you.
Okay.
So here is how making a cold iron weapon would work. In game, in character, you would craft weapons out of cold iron, bling, 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 bling.
Yes.
And then enchant them.
Right.
Mechanically speaking, you would take weapons and put the cold iron enchantment on them.
Okay.
The cold iron enchantment, which you can find at Adventurer's Vault, page 66, you can either enchant it at level 8 for a plus 2 or level 13 for a plus 3, and that's going to be the last one that you have access to. A level 8 weapon is going to run you 3,400. At level 13 is going to run you 17,000. Four cold iron charms, which are not as urgent because you need weapons, but you do have next slot items right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just ended up deciding that they were just going to be basic.
There are cold iron bracers.
Yeah, there's cold iron bracers and cold iron shield for actual defensive items within the game.
Let's look at the cold iron bracers.
Plus one item bonus to AC and reflex defense against fey creature attacks. Or plus 2 of 16 and plus 3 of 26.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I would prefer that you don't. Because then everybody has to remember to add a plus 1 whenever they're attacked by a fey creature.
Yeah.
So just for some mathematics here, if everybody got a level 8, a plus 2 item, we're looking at just for 7 items, 23,800 right there.
Right. And how much gold do you have?
We have, well,
32,000?
Gold. Yeah, just over $32,000. So if you're going to add any enhancements on top of that.
There are no enhancements so no that more, go on top of that. That okay. will be that your would, cost that will be the for okay. 7 items of level 8.
Okay.
Okay.
Hmm. So wait. I thought, okay. So the price point you were giving us, that includes the cost of the weapon?
Yeah. Yes. I'm not actually charging you for the cost of the weapon, which incidentally would be negligible, like $4 gold.
$4. Once you get into the magic enchanted. Items, it's just the magic
items. Yeah, it's factored into
those.
So I don't have to worry about this. Okay, so I'm not even on the right, that's armor. Magic weapon, if I'm looking at it's just a cold iron sword is
cold
all.
Iron sword.
Okay.
We'll have a weapon. Plus 2 enhancement bonus. Right. So it will be a plus 2 magic weapon.
Okay.
And we'll have no other enchantments and in fact can have no other enchantments
okay.
on it.
Okay. And so if Matthew wanted to have a plus 3 axe, it would cost 17,000 gold pieces.
It would cost 17,000 right. okay. gold pieces. One second, Adriana, you had a question.
So, if Trell gets a bow, it's plus 3, it'd be 17K.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing for the Kukri, and the Kukri loses all of its special Kukri stuff.
You would basically have to make a brand new Kukri.
Yeah.
Okay. Would it still be brutal, or would it be
Kukri? The brutal property is part of the Kukri. The challenge seeking aspect of it would go away.
Okay. That's,
Boo
that's,
challenge
okay,
seeking
cool,
anyway.
Thanks.
So Adriana says that she's got a Kukri that has some magical powers, right?
Right.
So if she gets just a cold iron Kukri, all the magical items and bonuses and powers that go with her old Kukri are gone, right?
No.
She gets
a cold iron Kukri and a challenge seeking Kukri. Right. Okay.
Like if you have an Escalade and you buy a Ford Focus, you have an Escalade and a Ford Focus.
Yes, but I'm saying that if I'm going to drive my Ford Focus into a fake creature,
That is exactly right. You have to instead get the Escalade.
Right.
That's precisely right.
Right.
or if you are having a record deal signed with a wrapping label.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's what they meant by a weapons focus.
Please tell me that's what Orin drives.
Oh, no, he drives it has to be a focus item, right?
Prius.
He drives a Ford Focus.
A little blue Prius.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Sky blue.
He drives a Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so your next question.
Get that out.
Next question.
Magic. I casting spells at him. There's no
cold iron
wands.
No, there is.
Brian had a good idea for the silvered weapon. I would allow that to essentially be reflavored as a cold iron thing.
There's a silver wand.
The rod of silver rain is pretty similar to the cold iron. You get a d8 damage per plus and d12 if you crit against a fey.
Okay, so it's an anti-fey weapon.
Yeah,
right.
So. Actually. Follow-up question of that.
Okay.
Since cold iron weapons are
and it works with the
things that
fey
do not
too.
Like,
uh-huh.
How does elf and eldrin magic work through one of these things?
Well, there's going to be a really steep learning curve for you.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you at this point.
But I was going to say it doesn't, it's not going to diminish stats, damage or anything.
Stats-wise, it is not going to limit you in any way.
Okay.
Oh, it will have, like, in-game roleplay effects, but it won't.
Okay.
You can use rods.
That's cool.
I checked.
That's so cool. Cool. Oh, but I don't. One thing.
Something exciting just happened.
What? I thought it was, well, okay. Anyways, okay, a bow made out of cold iron? How does that?
We've talked about it.
Okay.
Brian and I have been exchanging emails.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know if I ever actually found a good ranged weapon enhancement, though.
Oh, is that different than the cold iron weapon?
No, it would still be a cold iron weapon.
Okay. Oh, is it?
Yeah, cold iron applies to everything.
Oh,
okay.
I was just thinking.
Oh, so, yeah, it says weapon any. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Did you say
I was thinking just melee. Okay.
Right. Did you say with these cold iron weapons we would be adding additional damage when we attack the Fae?
Because
it says power daily, free action. Use this power when you hit with the weapon. The target is immobilized. Save ends. If the target is a creature that has Fae origin, it also takes 1d damage at level 13.
So like your sword or Torque's hammer, after you hit, you can be like, I would like to deal extra damage.
Okay.
Or rather, I would like to use this power.
Yep. Okay.
If it is a non-Fae creature, they're immobilized. If they're a Fae creature, they're immobilized and take an additional d10 damage.
Okay.
Furthermore, I believe if you score a critical hit on a Fae creature, it's d10s instead of d6s.
Yeah. For the critical damage.
Yes. Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, yeah, so it depends on, I mean, if we can get the base two items for everybody for 23,800, right? If Matthew wants to go up to a level 3, we need to find an additional $17,000 worth of whatever. But realize, we will empty everything in our coffers, which means we probably won't have enough to
eagle it around.
So we clearly can't do that.
Well, I don't know, but, you know, out of character, I do remember someone saying, I've got a lot of money.
What, was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
Was that Rob?
Wait, have you not been counting Trell's money?
No.
I don't have a lot of money anymore.
You
I spent money.
Trell's
remember?
Money
Trell has
yes,
never
you
said.
Do. You saw her get it.
Well, yeah, we've never had any kind of count.
But they don't, they're not keeping track of your gold.
Yeah, yeah. We're only keeping track of our gold.
You're keeping track of your gold. I hope.
Steven is keeping track of Torques, Orums, and Randuses.
Right.
Yes.
Rob is keeping track of Kets. Adriana should be keeping track of Trells.
Mm-hmm. I am. I just always, every time people
watch
are like,
that accusatory tone.
A thing, I'm like, I have money.
Yeah, but
did
the
you
problem
ever tell
is,
us a number?
The problem is that up until now, the fact that you had money doesn't do them any good because they need components. You literally have cash.
Oh, okay.
I could just see Trill, would this help? And she's just pulling out
just
wads
pulling
of
like,
money.
Just hundreds.
I've got this. Is this useful?
Try
like,
to rub, it on,
yeah,
the
rub
sword.
It on the sword.
Shoving a big pile at... Okay. If someone wants to bring that up in character, they
yes,
can.
I'm sure. All right. Are we done with all of our questions at this point?
Yes. So. Although I'm sure that we'll roll back into it here in a second.
I'm going to take off the blanket fort.
Okay.
To see if that helps the clicking.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go back into role play. Right? Right. Okay. Let's throw back to another episode. Anything else, Rob?
No, not out of character. I'm trying to rewind my brain back to where we pulled out of character. The last thing was Trell saying we'd go with Randus's call, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's all right,
and
point.
Then, let's see. Trell's down, a ranged weapon and a melee weapon. You could use an upgrade.
Yes.
Torque's fine. Randus is fine. I'm fine.
Well, unless you want a silvered weapon, the silvered wand.
No,
do
no.
Anything?
Immediately.
Oh, okay.
Like, if short term.
Short term.
Sure, 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 sure. Well, but again, that goes back to the question: does Matthew want a plus three?
And that's, and we can actually work this out in character.
Okay.
If you want.
All right. Here we go.
All right. She asked that. All right.
It's up to you, Randus.
Can I see your crossbow?
Okay.
toss it to Trell. Torque, can I see your hammer?
Trell catches the crossbow with one hand.
You have one crossbow. We'll get you the stats here in a second.
All right. Okay. You have me hand Ket the hammer?
I give Ket the hammer.
God. Bad one. Toss Trell the hammer.
Catch it.
Can I see your sword for a moment?
Mine? Okay.
Orms. Sorry. Oh,
sorry.
Really?
Can I see your sword for a moment?
Yes! Yes!
Pull it out of its scabbard.
Okay.
Yes. Quiet, my friend.
Quiet, my friend.
Okay, don't worry. Your secret's safe with me. Very good. And I hand the sword to...
Hello. I have a request for you.
Just look over at Orm. Okay, one. I'm going to do an Arcana check.
Okay.
To see...
Yeah. Yeah, plus one flaming sword.
Yeah. I'm assuming that only...
Yes, only Ket can hear that.
Right. Yes. That's what I thought. Hand Orm back the sword, reach in.
Hey, wait, I didn't
pull out a wand.
Uh-huh.
This is slightly better. I know you know how to use wand. It's a wand of psychic ravaging.
But I'm a sword mage.
You can cast through wands still, right?
You can.
Yes, I can.
That's a little bit better than the sword you have currently. We can leave to go take care of Randus's parents now, hopefully get a little extra cash in the process, so as when we come back, we can do a little better about enchanting the cold iron weapons.
What is this?
It's a magic wand. It's the wand that I had when you met me.
Hmm.
I can give you the
full
stats in a bit.
Okay. Don't you need this?
Pull out the wand that I got in the...
Gulag Magnificent.
Gulag Magnificent, yeah.
Okay. Sheath the parasitic sword. Welcome home, my friend.
Also, we're going to have that thing in a moment.
Excuse me, what?
Your sword was talking to me.
Interesting. Interesting.
Okay.
And I just slide the wand up my sleeve.
Yep.
You have a talking sword?
Huh?
You have a talking...
No, that's ridiculous.
Just raises her voice.
It's ridiculous. Ket's had too much tea.
Ket hasn't drank anything. Ket probably never even sat down.
Ket has drank too much tea!
Alright. That probably doesn't work. Point at Trell. You're good to roll?
So I got to Ket going, you're good to go?
I was like, yeah,
hello.
That's pointing.
Yes.
You're good to go, right?
Sure. Yes.
All right. Let's go save your family.
Thank you, Ket. Yes, I would very much like to leave now.
Yeah. I'm already walking out the door.
Safe travels.
Thank you, Stagsy.
Stand up, Battle Stagsy. Beyond the maps, anything else you can tell about the region?
Oh, lots of things I can tell you about the region.
Anything that can be useful?
Beware of roving lunar monsters.
Okay.
I guess that is the most obviously useful.
Right.
I'm just ascending away, but I will tell you this. Remember that you are on a budget.
Yes.
If you spend all the money that you were going to craft weapons with on your way down... You will not have money to craft weapons.
I understand that. Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Stands up.
Bow. So. Walk out.
Trell goes to Stagsy. Puts her hands on his shoulders and stands on tiptoe and gives him a kiss on the cheek.
Oh. I am sure we will see each other again soon.
I'm sure. I'll... If somehow we don't get back to you, I'll definitely tell you when the wedding is.
I am very glad to hear that it's back on.
Yes. Okay, thank you for everything.
No problem. It was a great pleasure having you all here.
Orm walks back in. Is there a teleportation circle, permanent one, in town?
No. There is a broken one in Dream Tower, but that is not really on your way. And who knows where it actually goes if you were able to fix it.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you. Just walk back out.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Okay. She leaves.
Okay.
Can right, you so make a teleportation circle?
I can make a linked portal to a permanent teleportation portal or circle. Mm-hmm.
What's it take to make the circle?
Level 14.
Okay. Level 8 for a linked portal, but 14 for the permanent.
To make the actual circle.
Yep. Yeah. We read that wrong. That's why Celestial Crusade had linked portals.
Yeah, powers just work different there.
Yep. Astral Sea. Lots more ambient magic.
Yeah.
Easier to do.
Plus, you know.
Sure.
Shouldn't be able to.
Plus, you know. Orm.
Plus, you know. GM error.
Be careful with that ambient.
So, did we actually get the directions to avoid the populous areas and the entrance to the Underdark? All that information? Good stuff. Thank you again. I'm heading out now.
Seacrest out.
Orin was already out casting.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. 400 gold. And we have to do this every 12 hours.
Yes.
Providing we don't have
weren't any we told other issues. We should do this outside of the city?
Yeah.
Probably. It would certainly be a good idea to do it outside of the city.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
If as soon as you start, it's like, wait. I'm pretty certain Stagsy said we don't want to fly in the city.
Oh, that's right, 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 right.
Let's leave town and then we can start that.
Right, right.
Ready to check.
Fewer delays, the better.
Are you trained in nature? Orm?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you?
No.
I didn't think so.
All you need to do is hit a 10.
Yeah.
For
to help you with
to
the
assist.
Oh, okay.
Then again, that could be challenge. You can.
Exactly.
Can I help?
Yep.
How do I help?
Let's ask that in character.
So we're down back at the beach.
Yeah.
Have we made our way down to the beach?
Yeah.
Everyone's here. Even Torque.
I have not heard a declaration from Matthew about action, so I assume so.
Am I still here?
Yep.
I still exist. Torque is here.
Okay.
Hello, I'm the Torque.
It's one of those things, you know.
Just very quiet for a long time.
You're walking along, and you look back, and the rest of your party isn't here. But once you hit a waypoint, the whole party materializes together. Torque probably just got stuck on a glitch somewhere.
Yeah. Caught in between.
He's walking into a wall for 3 minutes, and then pops over.
I did the Goldeneye dance.
Yeah,
three-quarter orc needs food badly.
Looks like you know a giant super mutants running at you from the horizon. Oh, okay, no, that's just Fox again.
Yep.
Super mutant? I hardly know a mutant.
All right, so we're down back at the beach. Okay, so we're going to take the eagles, correct?
Yes. Orm?
Yes.
Do you, can I help you get them somehow? Something?
I don't know what you mean by that, but
sometimes
if you mean to help me...
Okay. Sometimes Camus would be like, okay, this has a thing... And if you do something with me, you'll help me do this thing.
Okay.
Is that just a thing I can help you do?
So is it only one person that can aid in the...
Nope. Any number of people can aid.
Okay.
You get a +2 per success. Or Brian rolls a nat 1 and screws up the entire thing.
Right.
No!
Okay. Well, this is based on just the results of your nature check, is all that is. So, all right, Orm sits down, starts meditating, starts doing his thing, starts moving his hands through the air, and we see little blue...
Everybody helping?
Yes. You guys are standing around helping whoever can help. We know Trell is. We know Trell is, right?
I don't think
you probably need to direct our characters as to how to help.
I'm just, if this Ryan's is 10-minute prep time. This is just the overture of the magics,
okay.
Right? Okay.
Nothing up his sleeve.
So he's casting his hands in the air and drawing intricate circles. And as he starts to point at each of the other members of the party, and he points at Randus. Randus, think of your eagle. And you see a little mote fly out and hit Randus in the head. And then he starts, you know, waving his hands some more. He points at Ket. Ket, think of your eagle. Another mote comes out, hits him on the head. Trell, please concentrate on your eagle. Same thing, and then the same thing with Torque. Torque, please concentrate on your eagle.
Torque is already praying to Coraline.
Okay, everybody can perform a nature check.
Hey!
Ooh.
Really?
Are you...
Yeah, I did.
Called it!
Oh, no.
That's okay.
Okay.
One miss, like...
Lots of misses.
Wow, that is low.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So, here is what we're going to do first. I am going to go around the table, and you are going to tell me whether you either succeeded at getting a 10, so that is whatever you rolled, plus your nature score, if that is a 10 or higher, if it is lower than 10, or if you rolled a nat 1. Okay? Rob.
Good.
Okay? Brian.
Nat 1.
Okay.
Which would be 11.
Adriana.
Success.
Okay. Matthew, did you roll?
I rolled a 19.
Okay. So that's 3 successes and 1 nat 1. So we'll just cancel out Ket and Randus. So you will have whatever you rolled plus your nature plus 4.
17 plus 4 is 21, which is 24 or lower. So we have an overland flight speed of 10.
Yeah, that's going to take a while.
Randus is so preoccupied with what's up with mom and dad that he actually botched the spell.
Okay.
He's emotionally compromised.
So you guys finish the ritual. And as soon as Aurum essentially dispels the motes of light, immediately you guys see a shadow, like a giant shadow over, like just pass over you. And then another one, and then another one. And sure enough, when you look up, there are these just truly colossal birds essentially spiraling down to where you guys are.
Question. Flavor text for the GM. Same eagles that we had before?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Because they got murdered.
Well,
those were Feywild eagles.
Yeah.
Nope. These eagles are all white. They have black feathers at the wingtips. And they have kind of... Their beaks are kind of long, and they when they curve down, there's kind of like the actual curve is black, but otherwise they're a pretty pale yellow. And they spiral down, and some of them actually land in the water. Others land on the beach because they're pretty big.
You'd really failed, we would have gotten just a bunch of pigeons.
Yes. These guys do kind of have a seagull-like coloring, but there is, looking at their faces, there's no way you'd mistake these guys for seagulls, seeing as how they're looking right at you like you are delicious food.
Yes, yes. Is there one that's obviously the lead?
Yeah, the one that landed first.
Okay. I approach it, bow down to it, bows down to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mighty eagle companion, thank you for your help. Pointing to Randus. He has the directions of where we need to go. Thank you for your help.
All right. I believe we just take...
He ducks down and
this is so cute.
Moves a shoulder over for you to climb on.
Okay. Very well. Climbing.
Oh my god, please tell me, Randus, you're going to show him the map. Please. Please show him the map. It's cute.
Here, Mr. Eagle.
It's like down on one side of his head.
It like moves it. Yeah,
it head around.
It can move its head pretty far over, but you do need to lean over and show
it's got that big eye just looking right at Randus.
Exactly.
Yes. That's all I've ever wanted.
Really? Wow.
Can you read a map?
Yes.
Then just tell me when to go.
Okay. Everyone mounted up?
Yes.
Yep. Everybody climbs on an eagle?
Climb on.
Okay.
Torque climbs an eagle.
Randus's eagle turns kind of parallel to the ocean and starts running. Takes a few jumps and then is up in the air, and the other ones immediately, and you guys go almost straight up really quickly as these guys just flap furiously to gain some altitude. You go up over the cliff and really get pretty close to basalt as you guys are essentially getting back towards the land.
Does the city look as magnificent from above as it did while we were in there?
It looks nice. It is a nice looking city. You can tell, architecturally speaking, there's a few things that you would have done differently.
Well, of course.
Obviously. But if you take into account, you know, this thing that Stagsy said about the city's history and how it was built and why it's grown into the way it is, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, very good.
And so you guys are up in the air.
Settle in for a flight, I guess.
See what the in-flight movie is. Oh, crap. Biodome.
What? I love Biodome.
You're dead to me.
The silence came over them.
Let me tell you something, babe. Once that 3-second Tenacious D cameo is over, Sorry, Rodrigo. I went off on a tangent.
That is.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Sometimes I like to self-regulate.
I appreciate it. So, you guys are flying.
Now, did we say that it would be several days flying overland? And we have the eagles for
12 hours at a time. I mean, we can just recast every, you know, land, cast for 10 minutes, get another 12-hour flight. 400 gold. 400 gold.
400 gold, 3.5 hours.
No, 12 hours.
12 hours.
Well,
we'll see what
3.5.
3.5 is optimal.
At optimal speed.
This
and we're not going
at least
this
optimal.
Is half optimal speed.
Yes. Well, if even
so
that.
So 7 days. So half. We figure 7.
Well, but
this is a third optimal speed.
So let me ask you this. We should re-roll every time, right?
Yes. But here's the other thing. I am not going to go through and calculate each mile that you guys travel.
Right.
So we will take averages of rolls and figure out how long that takes from there. If you guys get onto a good rolling streak, we'll shave off some time. If you guys get into a crappy rolling streak, then you're going to get some slow eagles.
Transportation is probably then if we look at a range of maybe 6,000 to 9,000 gold to get there. Is that not right? If we figure 7 days, we get about 12 hours, give or take.
Hold
That's
on.
14 times 400.
Let me go ahead and throw the math at you that I actually did.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we actually certain on Rob's math here, first of all?
Sorry, I didn't realize my math was inferior.
No, Rob's math.
No, your math isn't inferior. I'm telling you how I laid down the plan. At the optimal speed, at 12 hours, I figure after each 12-hour cycle, we would do an extended rest so as we can
remain fresh.
Basically, yeah. Because if we went through, you know, the 12 hours straight,
this is overland movement, which is taxing. Like if you continue doing overland movement, even if you're on an eagle over a certain amount of time, you need to do endurance checks. To continue it past the normal points, which then starts costing you healing surges and things like that. So you do need that extended rest.
So what I calculated in is each casting would be 18 hours. We'd have 12 hours of flight, 6-hour extended rest, so we make sure we are completely rested at each given point. And that ended up being about 3.5 days at optimal speed.
Okay. And that's calculating in the distance that they should have been in order for Randus to hit them with descending.
So what's the money cost? For all this.
At optimal speed, which you're already not going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he did look up the whole travel thing because the overland speed's weird, different.
Yep.
Okay. I think that is my main question.
It's Randus, it's worth it.
I'm okay with basically Ket's estimate of what this should have taken. It was close enough that I would not say no. Ked would not have figured that out. I'll tell you that. Now, is it actually going to turn out to be accurate? No, almost certainly not. Why are we even having this conversation? Have you ever played a game with me?
Well, I'm just...
Five times is how many times you would have had to cast the spell.
All right.
And on the fifth time, it's actually... It's only two-thirds of the spell is needed for the fifth time.
Doesn't matter. You don't get a discount.
We're hoping the first time is the last time.
Yes.
All right. Yes.
Yes. So as we fly...
You've had your one allowed bad roll.
Yeah.
As we fly majestically through the air for our 12 hours, what do we see?
You see a lot of things.
Okay.
This particular area of the Sage Coast is very rocky, although there are a few farmsteads here or there. You definitely can tell that a lot of them have been abandoned. Possibly very recently. It just looks like they haven't been kept up for the last maybe month or so.
Okay.
You do spot at least one band of what are probably some kind of lunar monstrosities.
How high are we up?
Really high up.
30,000? Jet cruising
not,
jet altitude?
Not quite.
10,000?
I don't think we'd be
small prop plane.
Hang on. Well, probably a small prop would be accurate. Let's see. I can try and figure this out, I think.
It's no big deal. I was just
right.
Because that kind of determines how much detail we're making out.
Well, you guys can it's pretty clear and you guys can see relatively well.
All right.
But yes, you spot some animals that don't move like normal animals below at some point. They don't appear to be doing anything except, you know, marauding around. You spot some fields that are just frosted over completely, just randomly.
Okay.
You also spot a... caravan that has been just completely torn apart. Probably about six wagons, and they're just lying in pieces.
So let me ask you this. As we move further from basalt, does the destruction and abandonment look worse, or does it remain consistent?
I guess it averages out.
Okay.
There's no like it's not like a radius where it gets worse and worse the farther you get from basalt.
Right.
You actually see a lot of random sporadic things.
Okay.
You see a perfectly functional farm, you see a completely desolated farm. You see that caravan that's just been like clearly something hit it like a ton of bricks.
Okay.
Over and over again.
Okay.
That's about it for the highlights for the first 12 hours.
All right. Well, we land, right? And again, I don't know how this works, but I'm guessing the eagles leave at the end of their 12 hours.
Are you guys casting the ritual again?
We're going to take a rest.
Then yes.
Okay. Thank you.
They duck down for you guys to get off.
Thank you.
The lead bows and then takes off.
All right. Speaking of taking off, I think that's where we're going to take off this week. Thank you so much for downloading. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of Critical Hit and this wonderful adventure that we're all partaking in together. You guys are going to come back next week. We're going to come back in a few minutes and continue the adventure. If you want to find out how you can help Major Spoilers and you can find out how you can help this podcast, just head over to majorspoilers.com. There's some information there for you to check out. We will be opening up a members-only website as soon as we reach our goal. And, of course, if you're looking to buy some products from Wizards of the Coast or you're looking for miniatures or you're looking for Aaliyah tools or any of these kinds of things, click on that Amazon.com link and help us out. If you got a question, podcast at majorspoilers.com. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.